HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to She Slays. This week on She Slays, we have 27 years old Jyotsana Rangeen with us from Delhi, India, a project management specialist with HCL Technologies and a practicing professional dancer and choreographer. Jyotsana was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in 2015 and today has been living with the disease for 5 years. Come, let's listen to this fighter's story.
Hi everyone, my name is Jyotsana Rangeen. I'm 27 years old and I live in Delhi, India. I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was 21 years old and I have had diabetes for almost 5 years now. I'm a certified diabetes educator and also an active diabetes and mental health advocate in India, working towards helping people and finding a balance between the highs and lows of life. Flashing back to when I was 21 years old, carefree, full of life and high energy girl, I was working with a technology education startup and was really enjoying my work of teaching tech stuff to small kids. It was my dream job and I couldn't have asked for something better to start off my career. But then one day I started feeling off. I was always so exhausted and surprisingly was drinking gallons of water without even realizing it. Doing simple things of my everyday routine became a difficult task for me. I realized I didn't even have enough energy to climb a few stairs. So actually, when I was diagnosed, I checked my blood sugar at home itself and the blood sugar readings said high. And me and my dad, we thought that the glucometer is not working fine. And we tried again and it again said high and we couldn't understand what's happening, so we called up the doctor and he said that immediately come to the hospital and get admitted. And we heard the word diabetes, but it was something that just went over our head because it was not something that we were prepared to listen to. And I was actually not able to understand what was happening. Everything happened so quickly. We immediately rushed to the hospital. I remember it was 9 p.m. at night and doctor got me admitted. Everything got started so quickly. They instantly put me on insulin and all of that. And when the doctor broke the news in the hospital that I had been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, my parents and sisters were completely confused and shocked because they only heard of type 2 diabetes at that time. And they didn't know the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes. So initially it was hard for them also to come to terms with it, that what exactly had happened, because they were thinking that, you know, our daughter was active and, you know, she's a national level basketball player. She has played basketball all her life. She had such an active lifestyle. She dances, she does everything. And she was also not into eating a lot of sweets and all of that. So how can diabetes can happen to a daughter? So even they had those notions, you know, because they didn't know anything about type 1. So only when the doctor explained to them that what type 1 is and how it is different from type 2, so then they were able to understand. Although it was very stressful and scary because I was admitted in ICU and the doctor said that I'm in a life-threatening situation because I was in that time in DKA, which is diabetes ketoacidosis. It is a life-threatening condition which happens when your blood sugar stays high for too long and the body produces acids called ketones in the body, and the person can actually go into coma or can die because of DKA. So that is why the doctor said she's lucky that she came here in time and we were able to save her. That was reassuring for my parents definitely, and they ensured to take good care of me and were very hands-on throughout. But I cannot imagine what they had gone through, and it's not just stressful and challenging for the person who's diagnosed, but the complete family. And I would say hats off to all the parents, siblings and friends who support and stood by people during this time, because I think it really gives them a lot of hope, strength and courage to go through this moment in life. So I came back home from the hospital into a completely new life and a completely new me. I had to take so many injections, so while adjusting with the multiple daily insulin injections and the crazy sugar fluctuations that happened over that month, from severely high blood sugars to severely low blood sugars, and I was trying to adjust and understand what was happening with me and my body, because those feelings were so new. Having a hypoglycemia, a low blood sugar, and all those symptoms that happens, you get shaky, your hands start shivering, you get sweaty, and all these feelings were very, very new for me and very alien to me. So I wanted to understand more about it because I didn't know anything about type 1 diabetes. So I started Googling everything about my condition and spent rest of my days reading and just reading. I would say this information overload made it worse for me to accept it, you know. I started feeling this is the end because there was so much content that was written and it was in bad light, talking about how dangerous this condition is, how life-threatening it is, and how even a little mistake can really, really become so harmful for you. I spent countless nights bursting into tears in my bed. So it has been a very, very challenging moment for me. Type 1 diabetes is not even challenging, but it is also largely misunderstood by the public. I think it's a chronic illness that can feel like a full-time job. For us people living with type 1 diabetes, it's like a 24/7 job that consists of constantly monitoring your blood glucose levels, administering insulin injections, and having to worry about how diet, exercise, and other factors affect our health now and in the future. In fact, no matter what we do, our diabetes is not going to go away. It's not something that we can come back to it later. It's going to stay with us forever. And I believe dealing with type 1 diabetes, or in fact any type of diabetes, is exhausting in many ways, especially when you have to deal with some people's preconceived notions of the disease and the prevailing stigma that surrounds it. I think this is the worst thing present in our society right now, and it prevents us from living our best lives, no matter how great we are in managing our diabetes and our conditions. And it's one of the biggest struggles I and many people like me face with type 1 diabetes, is how to handle the stereotypes and misconceptions associated with this condition. And especially women living in India with diabetes are often forced to hide their condition because chronic conditions in India are often encourage a social stigma. Due to that, you know, even I was told to not disclose about my condition to anyone, not even my family, because people think that it would be difficult to get your daughters married, and it will be difficult to find a good groom because of your condition, and it's something to be ashamed of, it's something to hide, and it's something which should not be told to others, and you should not be going out and talking about diabetes, and you should not be confident and comfortable enough to take your injections and check your blood sugar in front of people. So I think these were some of the things, some of the restrictions that were even put upon me, and which was very, very suffocating. Due to this social stigma, people think that, you know, not everyone would want to share a life with someone because it involves a lot of responsibility, and it's a huge burden and expense for the family as well, because it is very expensive. There's so much cost involved, and in India we don't have any insurance as well. So I think these are some of the things and some of the preconceived notions that people put on you, and which adds as a burden to your life. On the other hand, it's important to understand that, you know, diabetes can really affect one's mental, emotional, and physical well-being. So showing some compassion and being understanding is very important, because this condition is challenging in itself, and on top of that, when you add these stigma stereotypes that comes along with it, it becomes even more difficult because it affects your mental well-being. And if your mental well-being is not fine, it's going to affect how you manage your blood sugars, and it's going to show up. I finally felt so relieved when I started sharing about my journey, when I started talking about my condition more and helping people. And you know, it actually gave me so much happiness to empower young girls to not to be ashamed of their conditions and not let diabetes define them and their lives in any way, because this is not something which is gonna hamper our lives or which is gonna be a burden in our lives to do anything that we want to do. I think that has been one of the greatest battle that we have fought as women living with diabetes in India, and I'm very happy that things are changing now. People are more open to talk about diabetes and share their story, and that is really amazing, and we hope to see to break the stigma very, very soon. Despite the setbacks and challenges in my life, I feel very happy and blessed to have a lot of supportive people in my life. My family and friends stood by me throughout, and they helped me manage a lot of challenges, fear, and inhibitions that I had when I was newly diagnosed. I cannot be more grateful to them for that, because they were with me when I needed them the most. This is definitely one of my greatest blessings. Diabetes has taught me a lot, and I don't know where I would be today without the lifelong lessons learned over the last few years. I eventually realized that I could do anything that I wanted to as long as I maintained the right balance. And I would say diabetes teaches you patience and discipline, and the simplest decision of how you want to live your life in diabetes have the power to change your life as it changed mine. It taught me to never give in to those assumptions, judgments of how you should live your life, and now live a very full life with diabetes. I want to encourage people living with diabetes to look beyond and see the possibilities with diabetes, because it's not the end of the world. There are no limitations at all. You just have to make diabetes your best friend, live with it and take care of it like your own, and it can definitely give you a very long, fulfilling and happy life. My condition has made me realize that when you make health a focus in your life, it can create positive changes, not just for you, but for others too. It's very important to take charge of your diagnosis and find a way to give back to the community by getting involved. Because by making a difference in the lives of those affected can not only help you cope, but also give you a real sense of community and a beautiful purpose in life, like it did for me. Throughout this journey, I've seen myself grow stronger and deal with things which I never thought I was capable of. I love to push my boundaries and break the expectations with all that it takes. It showed me how strong and resilient I am. And so my only message to everyone out there is just don't let your condition stop you from chasing your dreams. Look at each day as a precious gift of God and take each day as a new blank page on which you have to write your journey or new story, because only you have the power to change your life and only you have the power to make your life beautiful in spite of the challenges and setbacks that life throws upon you. Thank you.
So this was Jyotsana's story. A true She Slays fighter indeed. We hope her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. I will see you next week with another champion story. Till then, take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.